Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at richmondtodchelpwanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hey everyone, welcome to The Impossible Job. Today's episode is on Thanksgiving when you're hearing it. Obviously, I'm recording it a few days ahead of time. But you're probably with your friends and family, cooking, hopefully listening to this episode. Hopefully it's not too crazy and hectic. And hopefully you're not hiding in your bathroom. So today's episode is actually going to be on Pinterest. And maybe you got some inspiration for your Thanksgiving meal on Pinterest. My guest today, who's going to be talking about Pinterest with me, is my hairstylist, Dawn. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hello, everybody.
Dawn's a single mom of a little girl. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Awesome. Hey, guys. My name is Dawn, and I have a little girl, 7 going on 17. Mm-hmm. Her name is Kaylin, and she is my twin. It's scary but awesome on the same effect.
Scary and awesome. Yeah,
scary and awesome.
So yeah, my daughter also just turned 7. I got some inspiration for her birthdays on Pinterest.
Oh yeah,
of course. So lots of things kind of revolving around Pinterest. A few just quick little facts about Pinterest when I was looking up. There's actually 291 million active users, of which 79.5% are female.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not too shocking. But there's over 175 billion pins. So it's like never ending. It's just a clicking tunnel or dark black hole.
Never ending black hole, yeah, of ideas that our blessings and curses.
Exactly. And we're going to take a deep dive into those blessings and curses. So you use Pinterest, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Use it to look at and get so many ideas I will never use.
Okay.
Or try to use, but never fully.
How long did it take you to understand, like, what exactly it was? Because it launched in January of 2010. And I know, wow, it was pretty
like an overnight sensation.
Yeah, well, I know. So I don't remember around when it came out. My friend actually sent me an invitation to be a like user of it.
Oh yeah.
So it was by invitation only, like when it first came out.
VIP.
I think. Yeah, and so, but I had no idea like what it was or how to use it, and so I think I like signed up for it, and I was just. I was like, I don't understand this. And then
right.
Put it away.
I still don't understand.
Okay.
I still am learning. My clients will come in or like the girls at work at my salon, or not my salon, but the salon I work at. Mm-hmm. They'll come in and they'll be like, oh, well, what's your Pinterest name? Who are you under so I can follow you? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Is it my name? I apparently have a picture of Kaylin when she was like a baby. That's how
I think it like syncs up with what like your Facebook photo was. Like if you signed up with Facebook, like you know how you log in,
right?
Like,
use
my Facebook as a login. Whatever like your profile picture was at the time.
Yeah,
I think
apparently
that's what it used. Yeah,
but then apparently I have 2.
Oh,
Pinterest. So I don't know. I pin things and then. Like, I'm on there for, like, 3 hours, I pass out, and then I don't remember what I pinned it.
Do you have, like, how many categories do you have?
I do not.
You know, it's just all one board.
I think I have, like, oh, my gosh. I probably have, like, every single one of Kaylin's birthdays categorized on there. Uh-huh. I probably have like every Christmas, every Thanksgiving. I have like the very first time I thought about getting married. Uh-huh. Like an idea board.
So you do have different boards.
Yes.
But, okay.
But Lord knows what's actually on there. I have no idea how many boards or half of what I've pinned.
I'm going to look up really fast. So I actually do the Pinterest boards for the radio station here at B101.5 yeah. that I work at, which this podcast. So there's a lot of boards on that one, on the B101.5 site. But on mine, which I'm pulling up, I don't know. I feel like I have a lot, but...
The funniest thing, I think I have the most... pins and exercise and fitness, and I don't do any exercise or fitness.
I think I have like almost 40 boards.
Wow.
And they go from like my house to giggles to my forever home to
yes.
family photo ideas. I even have like a secret board of stuff I don't want to share. That's like some super petty shit right there.
Yeah. I have how to not, or a board on how to wrangle a monster that is your child.
Yeah. I have a spawn. I have a yes. spawn board for my children, gardening.
How to control your child before CPS gets here.
I have like a dairy-free board.
Oh, wow.
For like, because my daughter was allergic of dairy.
Right.
Like when she was little. So I... was trying to pin like stuff like kids' rooms, color blocking.
Oh yes.
My gosh, the color blocking, the paint sample, like
yes.
the charts.
Yep.
Those were really big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. So, and then I have drinks and all the holidays and parties and just.
There's a board for everything.
There's a board for everything. You can make a board for
just
everything.
Just like there's an app for that, there's a Pinterest board.
There's
for
a
that.
Pinterest. Yeah, there's yes. a pin. There's a pin for that. So what do you tend to use the most? Like what category? You said fitness, basically, right?
Well, I always do those because I'm always like, you know, I'm going to do this. And I do it for like a week and I'm like full blown because anybody knows me knows I go all in or nothing for about a week. And then it's like all nothing. So, but no, I do that. And then I like to do a lot of them with like, I don't know, decorating. Like I just got... a place of my own, and so it was like pretty cool to look up stuff like it's like the modern
decoration,
you know, like mid-century modern, and I was like loving on that. And then a lot of times now for screenshots, if you take screenshots of like different seasons to make it your wallpaper on your phone.
Okay.
And everything, so I like doing that now. But also just to show clients colors too, because now that we've gotten rid of those heinous color magazines or books like they had back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I begged my boss forever to please let's take that off that coffee table. Like they are just not good. And then Pinterest, I encourage every client that I have, like, you know, to make a little Pinterest, and you don't even have to encourage anymore. Mm-hmm. People automatically bring it in. And that
like
was so easy. Yeah, it makes life easier because you get to see what your idea of something is. Because our idea of like a blonde or something, there can be very, there's like cool
yes.
and warm. You bring that in, and I automatically know that you want something cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an ash or something like that. So it makes life a little bit easier, but, be bad.
That's what I use that for most. I will find, like, hairstyle mm-hmm. inspirations and, like, the colors that I like and things like
yep.
that. So I know that's what I feel like I use it for the most part.
Yeah.
I also, like, find recipes, but I definitely want
to
hear.
Women love to pin hair.
Yeah.
We love to pin hair, but we love to pin unrealistic hair.
Unrealistic hair.
And we like a lot, like I said, a blessing and a curse, because you have so many that come in and you know your hair. You know what your hair is capable of. The younger generation, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, they can bring in, they can have very, very thin blonde hair or something like that, and they want us to
put extensions
make
in.
Yeah. It Kim Kardashian, thick, voluminous hair, and they don't want to hear you can't do it. So yeah. that's where
we can do this absolutely if we put a bunch of extensions in your hair, but that's gonna
or
cost
call on Jesus.
Like four.
Honestly, that's the only way you get it, honey.
Yeah. All right, fair
but,
enough.
But yeah, it's a blessing and a curse. That's what.
So what's your like least favorite category?
Least favorite Pinterest category.
Or stuff that you just are like, I'm not interested in this. I don't want to.
Baking.
Really?
All the baking stuff, like cakes and all that kind of stuff. Like, and then, but also it's, I don't know, like it's a good and a bad because I love laughing at them. Like all the fails. Like those are so hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
Or to look at.
So you stay away from like the baking stuff, but you love looking at all like the fitness stuff. We are like exact opposites. Like I hate seeing all the fitness stuff.
Yeah.
I don't pin anything for like
because
fitness
you're realistic.
Stuff.
I'm so unrealistic with that.
Because I'm just, I also see it because it's just like, get rid of like belly fat with these in 10 days with these like 5 exercises. And I'm like, that's not possible. And stop trying to sell that to me or like that expectation. It's just, I know it's just not realistic for some things.
And
or,
I
like,
love that about you.
Target your back fat. And I was just like, there are no exercises to target your back fat. Like it's just, you can do core exercises. You can do like leg exercises, but nothing that's going to do just like, the muffin top. Like that's just, yes, you do have to build the muscle, but you also just have to lose the weight. And that's how that.
See, and that's.
Or like the diet stuff. Like drink.
Yeah. The egg diet or the, what is it? The army
tea.
Diet.
I don't know. I just
or
see all the
detox.
Teas.
Yeah.
And that's another
teas.
Thing that I,
I'd rather spill the tea than drink the tea, but I'm going to pin every dang tea recipe there is and say I'm going to drink it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like also in the fitness sections or categories, they push all these products and I'm just, it's like, I don't want to see commercials. I mean, there's
enough
pins, but they're just, I don't want to see commercials. I get, they're just like spamming me with, it's just all this detox tea. And I'm like, all that's going to do is give me diarrhea. That's
yeah,
all it is.
Explosive blowout.
I mean, there's spam throughout all the categories for whatever it is. I guess I just, I don't mind seeing those because I'm more interested in it. I guess I'm just not as interested in.
Well, that's what it's so funny because probably people that know me that are listening and they're like, oh my God, we're talking about Dawn's like favorite pins or fitness pins. And I'm the queen of 1 week fitness.
That's fine.
And but the funny
thing
is. At least
you're doing it.
But yeah, for a week.
So what?
But still.
Did more than me.
I'm hardcore.
You did it
for a week.
You did it more than I have.
I used to do it for a very, I was so fit before my child that I joined that whole Beachbody craze.
Oh yeah.
And named my email fit.
Yeah.
At Gmail. I still have that email and have to live with that every time somebody asks me an email. And my daughter, anytime we go somewhere and they're like, your email, ma'am? She's like, ha ha ha, wait till you hear this. So it's funny.
What do you wish you had Pinterest for before it came out? For me, so I got married. So it launched in January 2010. Mm-hmm. I got married. We had our wedding in October of 2010. So Pinterest really wasn't a big thing, and it definitely didn't have all the pinspiration for weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I actually really do wish that Pinterest had come out like a year or two before. So I would have known about it more, and so I could have used all like the really great ideas because there are like a lot of really cute things or just like DIY things that you didn't realize that you could do or stuff like that, or even just like links to different blogs on that tell you like how to do something on a budget or themes or color schemes or flower arrangement. Like
it has everything on there. Like
I wish it was that one. Like I got married because I feel like my wedding was pretty awesome, but I don't know. I could have like shown people what my expectations were, or like my ideas more in these pictures instead of like going back and forth.
Yeah, with hair and everything like that. Like it's the same thing. Like you are able to show your expectation or what, because we can't always verbalize our expectations or our wants and stuff. And so I think that Pinterest has helped with that. Mm-hmm. And it has like helped so many women create our dream wedding with being able to show it and being able to get what we want.
Yeah.
But also, I think that it has created, I don't want to say a monster, but just like has created a whole new realm in the industry. Like, I mean, hello, photography before Pinterest, florists before Pinterest, cakes, bachelorette parties before Pinterest, where you went out with your girls for a night.
Yeah.
Talked about it for, you know, great stories that came from it. I do so many, you know, weddings being in hair that I hear it all. It is you don't go out with your friends for just a night for bachelor parties anymore.
Go for
you,
like a weekend or
2 years ago, it was every bachelorette party thing would be in Nag's Head. Last year, everybody went to Tennessee, to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. It's a destination
there
thing.
There was a year that it was Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
It is like...
It's a destination.
I don't want to be in a wedding.
Yeah. Like, bachelorette trips are just like, it's a destination now. It's
yes,
you
it's
have
like
group
thing.
Activities and all this yes. stuff. And it's like
we
for like
do
a whole weekend
things.
Where, yeah, when I got married, it was one night we went to D.C., but that's also because we live here.
You got your girls a cut with their name on it, and it was
nope.
you called. You didn't even probably didn't do that because you didn't even know that there were cups that you could put names on now.
No,
but now you put a whole box.
They got me like a sash and a crown, and they all wore black dresses. I wore a black dress. Like, I didn't even wear a white dress.
You didn't know to wear white by yourself.
Yeah. I do see what, like, there's all these, like, expectations.
You asked chicks to be your friends to be in your wedding. You didn't send them a box welded by a master woodcrafter that had their names.
No, like, I did not have a Pinterest
calligraphied on
bachelorette
it
and, party. I did not have a Pinterest wedding. I didn't. No.
It's a, like I said, it's just, it's such a blessing and a, I think curse sounds harsh, but
no,
it is. It is. I think it has added a whole new.
So what
like,
do you wish that
it.
You had Pinterest for, though, like back in the day?
Oh, wow. I probably think that Pinterest would have definitely helped with hair to give people different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so because sometimes like back in the day, like they came in and it was all you. Like you were supposed to give them something they never expected. You were supposed to give girls at homecoming and prom.
The new style.
Something just out of the box. And that was fun. Now they bring in stuff and you're like, oh, my God, can... Am I capable of this? And stuff. So it would've been nice to like, you know, have stuff like that. And then maybe stuff with when I was first had Kaylin, I guess 2010 mm-hmm. was when it came out. So I guess it was out before Kaylin, but I feel like I didn't.
It probably wasn't that big.
Yeah.
I don't think it came out like, I think it was like more of a slow trickle.
A slow,
popular type
didn't
of
like
thing.
Go, but like to have like little bits of advice on stuff. Like now I feel like I can look up things and see how I can improve like her. She's an excellent reader, like mm-hmm. beyond excellent, but with like math, I love looking at that stuff, things I can help her out with math.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of cool things mm-hmm. and decorating and stuff like that. Like it would have been cool when I had a house with friends like way back in the day to see the little things we could do.
Yeah. All the creative ways you can make like small spaces yours.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or balling on a budget, how you can, you know, Dollar Tree finds that can, all that kind of stuff. That would have been cool.
So, I'm going to make a total assumption about you.
Awesome.
And you can tell me if I'm wrong.
This is fun.
I feel like you're a crafty person.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because you're very, I don't know, you're very warm and you're very bubbly and you're just, I don't know, I see, when I think of like crafty people or being like really good, like arts and craft stuff, that's what I think of. So I think you're really crafty. Do you get caught up more in like the ideas of making things that you pin, or do you actually like do them, or do you have a lot of started projects that you just never finished?
So I am super, super, super like ADD. I'm a squirrel. Like I squirrel at everything. So yes, I have very many things that I have started and not finished. That's the story of my life. Me and my daughter love crafting. Like we are craft crazy, so we just love doing that. Very correct. I love anything crafting. It's fun to go on there and like look on that with her
mm-hmm.
and find things to do, but it's definitely here, there, and everything where. So
see, I am not a crafty person.
See, you follow so. I feel like that, like you follow through, like
I don't like doing
in context.
Yeah, I don't like doing crafts or like things like that I can't finish within a day.
Right.
Like if I can't finish them that day, then I don't want to do them. I don't know.
Right.
So,
no.
So, and I have I've done like little things. So, like I've made slime with my daughter and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. But then, like I was pretty strict about. She could only play with it in the kitchen.
Yes.
Because I don't want that stuff all over my furniture.
No, don't let them throw it up in your ceiling. It'll never come down.
That's what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm. And then I've made like the homemade Play-Doh and stuff like that.
That was my first epic fail.
The first?
First epic fail was that, yeah, was Play-Doh. It was not Play-Doh. I don't know. it was like a very odd looking kinetic sand, but I missed something somewhere.
Did it just not work, or did it just?
I thought I did everything right, but honestly, probably squirreled. I just had a very critical moment, mm-hmm. and yeah, that was
yeah.
I'm always good. I always ended up well, except for when you threw it at the ceiling or got it on just as close.
Okay.
That was no near carpet and not wearing of the Justice outfits.
Yeah. No expensive clothing and
no got off. Yeah.
Never get it out. Yeah, we I do have I have a lot of things or crafts, I should say. I have a lot of crafts that I've pinned to do with my kids, mm-hmm. but I am not a crafty person. I have the idea of this would be nice to do with my kids.
Yes.
But as now that my kids are older, mm-hmm. and I'm not like a veteran mom. I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. But I've been around the block a little bit with the age group. So I know that I am not patient enough to do that with them. And they are not patient enough with me to do it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Neither me or my kids have patience to do it. I'm not patient with them. They're not patient with me. My daughter's probably a little bit better than my son. My son would just definitely make a big mess, which would just drive me over the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm really not good with like messes.
Right.
So, everything in my house is messy already. So just makes me angry. So.
Yes, exactly.
So I have all these like really great ideas and I like put them all in pins in this board of if I were a better mom, this is my board for that.
Right.
But if I were the perfect mom that I wanted to, if I were the mom that I wanted to be, I have a board for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not that person.
We should have a board for that. Like the mom we think
the we wishful thinking board.
That we will most likely
not be.
Never be.
Yeah. I have wishful thinking boards.
Yes.
Of things that
I think
I
it's
probably
every single one of my boards.
Yeah. They're all wishful
thinking.
They're
all wishful thinking in some context.
What were some of your other Pinterest fails?
Oh lord.
Or did you have any like Pinterest successes?
Let's see, my white chicken chili Pinterest was a total success. Okay. Yes. I love cooking. I cannot bake.
Okay.
So I guess that's another thing I really like about Pinterest is like are the recipes. Just because I'm not a really recipe person, that's what's weird. Like I like to look at the recipes or like see the different things and try to create it myself.
Okay.
But I did follow the white chicken chili one and it was amazing. And then with my apartment, like I've really got great ideas from there and I feel like I live in my dream apartment. Like every time I walk in there, I've been in there since June and it takes my breath away every time I walk in there because it's me.
Oh,
it is
that's great.
So me. And like right now I put up my Christmas tree.
Okay.
I put up my Christmas tree. Why?
Because you're a crafty person. You're one of those people.
I never like to put my Christmas tree up until after Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. But this year I put it up. Why? Because I can.
Okay.
Because I can do it because I want to do it. Mm-hmm. So also there was the question of Santa. So when I got that question, I was like, okay, definitely putting the tree up.
Christmas it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the magic needed to be there because I saved. I totally came in clutch with my answer to her. And
Just trying to wring out every last bit of Christmas magic that you can.
Yeah, because kids grow up too quick now. They're like, second grade and stuff like that. You know, and some don't ever teach their kids that or something like that. But right now, you know, please, like, just let them be little and, you know, that whole saying. So I was just like, oh, nope. So I got myself a cute little 7-foot pencil tree for $40 at Michael's.
I say a little tree. It's 7 feet.
It's 7 foot, but it's like, it's perfect. And that thing is decked out with some leopard print poinsettias. Yes.
So it's your perfect tree and your perfect apartment
it,
with
yes.
your perfect daughter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But it just that's happy. Like, I've definitely pinned some point leopard print trees. So I guess that's a...
There you go. So another success.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that many... I probably have more fails. Some of my, probably the right. fails that I have is more just... I think my fail of Pinterest is more or less just the idea that I think that I can do some of the right. things that I pin and I just never do. So that's more of the failure of my Pinterest, I guess. I think I've tried like one or two recipes and they just didn't.
I was going to say, do you like to bake or cook?
Both.
I like both? Oh, like wow. Both. And you're successful at both?
Yeah. I think
pretty equally. Fairly, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
you usually find baker cook.
I like cooking in general. Cooking, baking. I use Pinterest a lot for like inspiration for like decorating cakes and things like that.
Yes.
And so I like it because you can see all like the new trends and things like that. And there's one called like a brush stroke cake. And so you take, yeah. you melt chocolate and then you take like a paintbrush and then you just swipe Ooh. It to make it look like a paint yeah. swipe. And mm-hmm. then the chocolate dries or solidifies and then you put it on the cake. And so it just looks like all these like paint strokes.
Ooh, that sounds really cool.
So I've made one of those and then I've made just different... Just other, like, different designs or, like, type flavors of cakes and things like that. And they've all, like, the idea or the decorating portion of mm-hmm. it is, for the most part, turned out successful. I've had, like, tried out recipes for, like, cooking dinner, and mm-hmm. they just did not pan out. And part of me is, like, I should have known because, like, I can generally look at, like, a recipe and look at the ingredients and, like...
There's 28 ingredients, like, be like, uh-uh.
That's not going to work. Or, yeah. like, I don't see how that's going to taste good. Or even right. if it's just, like, the method, I'm like, I've never done it that way.
You gotta brine that thing first.
Yeah.
And this.
Mm-hmm. I was just... I don't know. So,
things have
not panned out. So, there's been, like, failures. But,
Have you ever tried to make that rainbow thing? That rainbow cake?
I mean, I've made a rainbow cake.
Like, you with have, like, the different layers?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've made that, I actually made that for my...
I've always wanted to attempt that, but I'm just... me and baby.
It was a lot of work, and it was
I'm
a
sure.
lot of buttercream icing. Yeah, I made a rainbow cake for my nephew's first birthday.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It was a big cake, but there was a lot of people there, so it was very difficult to cut into.
There's only one thing I ever really wanted to try to attempt to bake, and it comes from my favorite movie of all time. And that's Steel Magnolias. I've always wanted to attempt a bleeding armadillo cake.
Like the red velvet cake?
Yes, yeah. And she chops the butt off. That'd be funny, yeah. But that'd probably be one of the world's funniest Pinterest fails. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I have seen like the decorated cake thing, and they just...
Those are so funny.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Like I've done the unicorn cake,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm showing a picture now.
You did that?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Go ahead with your badass.
So, and then I made like...
Like that is like I made a that. Pinterest... Oh my gosh.
That's for my sister's baby shower.
You did the naked thing.
I did the naked...
like it's a naked cake.
Yeah.
She's not... It's not a picture of her doing the cake naked.
Yes. I'm not the naked
chef.
Oh,
you're not the naked chef.
I'm not the naked chef. It's a naked
oh
cake.
Oh my gosh. But,
yeah, but I did learn from Pinterest how to make those buttercream flowers. So those are actual flowers that
what's
I
What's funny made is you say you're not a crafty person.
With baking, okay, so with baking and decorating, yes, I guess I am crafty.
To make those flowers look like that, y'all should see this thing.
But
whoa.
With...
I could never do that in a million years.
And then
I can draw a flower.
I get a lot of inspiration.
Oh my gosh.
From...
That's so funny because you are insanely... crafty. You are insanely artistic.
With baking.
Talented. But yeah.
But yes. And that's where it's limited. So like anything with like, well, I can't say that actually. I was going to say anything with like glitter, I'm not really good with. But then again, I've actually used edible glitter for cakes. So I can't really say that, I guess.
And I can make like for our salon, we've always like sponsored a queen contestant for King George. And every year I make the posters to go on their cars and I like do like the names and
like the hand
glue
all the special, and then all like handwriting. And
yes.
Yeah,
I love
I'm not
handwriting.
Good at that. I'm not
I
good
love
that.
Like handwriting is my thing. Every day at the end of the day in the shop, I look at our clipboard where everybody signs in, mm-hmm. and I pick my favorite handwriting.
Oh, it's not mine. I can guarantee that.
I'll have to remember to look at yours, but it's my favorite thing to do. I'm so funny about handwriting. When I used to be the receptionist there, we used to have a paper book. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on computer. And if anybody came in there and put somebody's name on that book with their handwriting, I would, like, erase it and rewrite it in my own. I'm so weird about that.
No, I get
it. But my daughter is, like, the same way. It's so funny.
I have the worst handwriting. It's so, like, no. scrawly.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it's, like, big and scratchy. It's not...
No,
you're being very nice. It's actually really awful, but anyway, so
believe me, I would tell you if it sucked or not. It's good. Right, you are insanely great at decorating cakes. I mean that's wild.
Well, I'm not, but then I'm also not good with, like, having my kids help me with that type of stuff. So it's, if I can do it on my own, maybe that's
yes.
it. But
isn't that funny too, like, how you see some moms, like, they'll do these things with their kids.
They do everything, like, with their kids. Like, they're baking with their kids. They're cooking with... I'm just
but
like,
is that really what's happening in those pictures where they're doing it? Or is it really like that real life versus Instagram
yeah,
life?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that kind of goes in to my next question is, do you feel guilty that if, like, your parties or your food projects or your crafts don't end up being, like, Pinterest worthy? Do you feel guilty about it, or do you feel like you're being judged by other people? I do about parties, like kids' birthday parties. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being judged by, like, other people.
What, like, in, like, how it turns out, or how much you do, or
all of the above?
All of the above,
like the theme, the mm-hmm. yeah, the theme, the location, the crafts, the favors, the cake, the activity, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the decorations. And I've actually talked about this on a previous episode, that I feel like I'm like a Grinch about a lot of things, like decorating.
Uh-huh.
I don't like decorating for, like, holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just, it feels more like a chore to me, because I know I have to clean it up later.
Right.
It's just another thing that I'm going to have to clean up, and I just can't get into it.
Please.
So I'm not good at, like, the decorating thing. I hate getting, like, party favors at kids' birthday parties, mm-hmm. because they're always, like, little pieces of plastic crap. And
that
so,
yep.
So I don't like giving them out,
mm-hmm.
but I know the kids love them. So
right.
I feel like I don't like doing the things that moms should like doing. And then
yes.
I feel guilty for that.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of it gets kind of perpetuated by these, like, really great ideas.
Great expectations.
And the aesthetics that are on Pinterest.
Yes.
Like, this is how my house should, like, look like for the holidays.
Yes.
But I don't want to do any
of that. Right. It's true. That's where, like, you know, it all comes back to, like, that. What I keep saying, probably too repetitively, but the blessing and a curse thing, because there is such an expectation, and
it
stresses us the hell out as women.
Yeah.
It does. We're supposed to, like, our baby showers, our bridal showers, our weddings, our kids' birthdays, like, our houses. Like,
they're supposed to be over the top.
They
and
are supposed
everything
to be,
is supposed to be, like, picture perfect.
Yes. Like, I've literally had my child's first birthday was a carnival theme. She don't remember that. Like, she don't remember nothing. I had Plinko. I had carnival Plinko. I had everything decorated. That was, I guess, when I first maybe started. Maybe that was my Pinterest beginning.
Introduction. Yeah.
And everything, you know. Yeah. And after that, it was like, I think that ruined me for, like, a year, and I didn't have anything for, like, maybe 2 years.
Because you're so tired.
Yeah. And I was just like, what the heck was that? And stuff. And then I had my daughter's birthday at this gym in King George where you can, like, rent it out for $50, the old, where they do teach gymnastics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids need to do is run around there like maniacs and come and sit back down.
Mm-hmm.
Could I just leave it at that? No. Because I felt like I'm, like, if they just walked in there and there was nothing,
mm-hmm.
like, would they be like, dang, man, she's just trying to get off easy. Like,
yeah.
Which should have been fine. Because back in the day,
it
what did we do? We went
probably
to McDonald's.
Fine. Yeah.
We went to McDonald's, and if you had your birthday party at McDonald's in the play place, man, you were balling.
Yeah.
Like,
that
you
was
were
a
the
great
kid
birthday.
Who got, yeah. But I had to do a unicorn theme. Did I see her play once? Did I run out there with her? No, I decorated until it was time to leave.
Oh, gosh.
like when I was done decorating, everybody was like, all right, you know, and that's the sad part. Like it really does, I think, just take us to a whole another level, like just with weddings, like it's crazy.
Yeah. Like, my daughter's first birthday. So here's the catch 22 with first birthdays.
Yeah.
No. I think the first birthday should be a celebration.
Yes.
Not necessarily because your kid's turning one, because they're not going to remember, but more or less of like, hey, we kept this baby alive
for a year.
Like, we made it. Like, yes. We made it through the first year.
Yes.
So, yes, that deserves a big celebration, yes. In my opinion.
That's why I think parents should be able to drink at the first birthday. Sorry.
So, I didn't have like a huge party. Like it was mainly just family and like a few very close friends, but it was at my house and I made all the food. Like I was trying to do something kind of simple, but would
you
be
had a carnival at a community center with a moon bounce?
No, right. I did. I did like a chili bar,
cute.
But then I had like 30 toppings that you could put on all the chili.
Yes.
And then like I made a backdrop so everyone could take photos in front of this backdrop. But that backdrop took me so long because it was just like I had to hand piece different streamers across the line, hang it up. And it was just like all these tiny little details that I spent hours doing. And of course it all had to be done by hand.
Yeah.
Like I made it all myself. Looking back, I was just, it was very nice, but I was exhausted for the actual party. My feet killed me and I just had to sit down for most of it. And then
what moments did you miss out on? Like, because you were making sure everything was okay.
I didn't really talk to anybody.
No.
And it was just, it felt more like work and I hated it. So
yes, I think that's.
Yeah. Then for her second birthday, we did something much smaller. Like, I think it was just family.
Yeah, so you get PTSD.
Yeah, and then I think we didn't actually have a birthday party for her until she was five, and that's only because she asked for a party because she wanted to, like, have her friends come.
Yep.
But even then, like, there had to be a theme, and I had to get the invitations that matched the theme and all this stuff. And it turned out great. And it was actually, I wised up a little bit because I had it at a venue, like at a place.
Yeah.
And so they cleaned up everything and set everything up, and it was fine. But then, like, the year later, she had her birthday at a bowling alley. She wanted to go bowling, and I said, fine.
Yeah.
I feel like I dropped the ball on that because, like, you had a table and they had some simple, like, decorations for the table.
Yeah.
And then they would bring, like, pizza and drinks over and then you could bring the cake.
Yeah.
The people next to me, they had a construction theme. And so they had the tablecloths. They had, like, bows on the chairs. They had a balloon, like, runner going down, like, the middle of the table. Then they had play settings
with
little trucks and stuff like that on each of the plates. And the cake was like a construction type. I don't know. It was just,
that would be, yeah.
It was so wonderful looking. And then all I had was a table that didn't have a tablecloth.
And see,
I had no, like, regular plates. No, but it was just like, I felt awful.
Right, and you were just trying to enjoy the moment, but then you were made feel awful because,
And then, I mean, no offense to the people that were next to us, but I was just like, well, I look like I phoned this in.
Right, but that's so, you're just the
circa. My party was not Pinterest worthy compared to theirs.
Right, but you're like the old, like us growing up. Like when we grew up, like I said, like the fact that you would have your birthday at a bowling alley or at McDonald's or anything like that.
Yeah,
like
that would be enough.
You were so cool and your mom was like, yeah, you know, like it was done.
Yep.
Nope. But now when we try to just chill and enjoy the moment with our kids and be present by not having to do all the craziness, bam, it's like automatically you feel like it that quickly looking over there and seeing all that craziness that mom probably went through to get all that. And her probably not being present in the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of went back to you and made you not, like, kind of like, or made you question yourself and
I did,
probably
yeah.
took you away from the moment still.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's wild.
Yeah. All I could think of is like, oh, I could have done so much more.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think the kids really cared, but
no.
Yeah, that party was kind of, I don't want to say it was a train wreck because the kids had fun, but I think for the parents, it was like herding cats, and I don't think any of the parents actually had fun. So,
right.
Anyway.
Right.
But yeah. So do you have like Pinterest guilt though that you just that you either don't live up to the expectation that you feel like you should, or do you, is it more so the thing where you're like, oh, I feel like I should have done more?
Oh, yeah. I think just some of the Pinterest things, like your kid or like, what is it? Like all the parenting things, like things that you should never say to your child. And so like that, I'll be having like one of those, like, you know, 7-year-old versus that thinks she's 17 versus me, you know, fight or something like that. She'll go to bed. She'll be laying right next to me with her thumb in her mouth, looking like an angel. And then I'll read like the 7 things you never said to your kid. And I've said like 6 of them in that night. And I'll be like, oh my God, I ruined her. Yeah. Like she's probably going to be, you know,
years of therapy.
Therapy and jail. And, you know, like, oh my God, that makes you feel like, oh crap.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then I guess like relationship things or stuff like that. Like you never want.
Like all the, you like look at the sayings and things like that.
Yeah, right. And I think it kind of like it kind of makes you go, kind of makes you go into those. From that, like once I catch myself, then I go into like empowering things. Like I'll move right over to like the, you know,
inspirational quotes and things like that.
Yeah. You know, straight up and then like just Pinterest Lizzo. And then I feel like, you know, I'm back to badass. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like you can instantly snap yourself out of it. So it's like, it can like bounce you back real quick if you're conscious.
It all matters what you're actually looking at.
Exactly.
What you're pinning.
Yes. Like don't go into it after you've had a bad mom night or something like that and look at all these things that you could have done because it's only going to make you probably feel worse.
Yeah, use Pinterest for like ideas and inspiration, but not necessarily like a bar to judge everything by.
Yes.
Like, don't set your bar at Pinterest. Like, set your bar on the ground.
Yes, and just know that Pinterest isn't always real life. It's not always what can be true. Like, okay, if, like, you come and sit in my chair, please know I'm going to love to look at your Pinterest board. I'm going to be so excited because that helps me communicate with you and be on a common ground so we're both on the same page with your color, your cut, your style, your, you know, what you want, but then also know that some of it is not a reality.
Right.
Like some things you cannot come sit in my chair with black hair and show me Gwen Stefani and be like, well, it's on Pinterest. It said that you can go from black to blonde in 2.5. No. Or if you want to look like a unicorn, like, you know, some of those colors don't exist. Some people sit in the chair and they show you something and you're like, nothing in that color wheel is ever going to make your hair, you know, a true rainbow, bright, hot pink fuchsia. Yeah. Like it's, and then know that what Pinterest doesn't tell you is it's going to wash out.
Yeah.
And literally the very first wash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the things that they don't tell you, or that if you want to go from black to Gwen Stefani, you're most likely going to look like a cotton swab.
Yeah.
Like they need to show you reality versus that kind of stuff. So
they don't show you the journey that it took to get there.
Yes. Or if you have Homer Simpson hair and you come in there and you want a full blown, you know, big grandiose like ponytail.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, even though Pinterest said it did happen.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Even if you actually buy that oil and rub it into your scalp, it's not necessarily going to work.
Or if you get that detox tea, you
might lose some weight, but it's.
Because you just have.
Pooped yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, yeah. It's all about reality versus
expectations versus reality. Yeah.
Yes. Like if we check ourselves, it can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, it's been just like every person's mind explosion is now on a board.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is cool. But I totally feel you on the whole thing about, you know.
The guilt.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it just comes so easily because as moms, I think moms just in general have a lot of guilt. So
yeah. And now
parents in general just have a lot of guilt.
Everything. Because now we have something to look at to make us.
To measure it. You're just trying to like live up to. Everyone's trying to, like, live up to the Joneses, but
at the end of the day, do we really want to do that shit?
So much. It's there just is. Unobtainable. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this Thanksgiving, this holiday season, yeah. I hope you got some wonderful inspiration. But if your tablescape did not turn out to be
like Martha Stewart,
mm-hmm. or your, you know, casserole is, I don't know,
looking more like a
burnt hot mess, then
yeah,
don't beat yourself up that it's not Pinterest worthy. You know, yes. You tried something new, didn't work out. Now you know, yep. And just move on.
If your turkey looks like it drank a whole lot of detox tea, then it's all gonna be okay.
It'll be fine.
It's all gonna be okay.
All right. Well, I think this is a really good place to wrap it up.
Yes.
But Dawn, thanks so much for coming and talking to me
about
Pinterest and everything. And everybody out there who's listening on Thanksgiving, I hope you have a wonderful turkey day.
Yes.
And I hope everything is delicious and beautiful in the way that you wanted it to
and
be.
And that you rocked it out.
Yeah. No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what, you rocked it.
So. You rocked it.
All right, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.